Good morning, First United Methodist Church. So for those of you who do not know me, my name is Kelby Werner, and I'm the pastoral intern here at the church. This summer has been fantastic so far. I've had the opportunity to help out with many different ministries in the church, and these experiences have allowed me to grow personally in my relationship in Christ and have allowed me to practice the skills that I will need for when I am no longer an intern. I feel blessed to be a part of your ministry, and I thank you so much for supporting me on my journey to become a pastor. So, as you may already know, this summer is the summer of Jesus said, ... where we have explored many of Jesus' teachings and how we can incorporate them into our modern lives. Today's topic is Jesus said, build your faith in me. Before we begin today, let's pray. Lord, I thank you for this wonderful Sunday morning that you have given to us. Lord, I ask that you give me the words that you would like me to speak. And Lord, I ask that you open up all of our hearts so that we are set to receive the message you want us to receive. In your name we pray. Amen. So in today's scripture reading, we looked at the parable of the two houses built on different foundations. The story goes that one builder built his house on a foundation of sand, while the other on a foundation of bedrock. When a terrible storm formed and the rushing floodwaters beat against these houses, the first house, built on that foundation of sand, got washed away. The second house, on the other hand, stood firm against the floodwaters, and the builder stayed safe within as his house was built on the solid foundation of bedrock and did not falter. So, what is Jesus talking about here? Well, first, some context. This parable comes at the end of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And at this point, Jesus had been going on for some time, sharing different stories and lessons with the people who gathered to hear them. As this was the case, the parable of the two houses was Jesus' way of telling the crowd to take what he has said and use that to inform their faith and lives. Today, some 2,000 years later, this message still holds true. Jesus wants us to take what he has said in his time on earth and use that to build the foundation of our faith. In fact, over the summer, this is exactly what we've been doing in this summer sermon series. We are taking what Jesus has said and examining how we can incorporate that into our lives. But learning from Jesus' teachings is only one part of a strong foundation. The other is creating a personal relationship with Christ. Jesus calls for us to have this personal relationship with him. We can do this by praying and talking with God, reading the Bible and helping others. Please know that these are just a few examples and that there are many more. But the point that I am trying to make is that Jesus wants to have this personal relationship with each and every one of us. He also wants us to have this relationship with our faith family, like what we have here at First United Methodist Church. The groundwork has already been created through Jesus' teachings. All we have to do is reach out and accept Christ into our lives. If we learn and follow Jesus' teachings and create that personal relationship with Christ, then we will have created a strong faith foundation. Now, it is important to note that I'm not telling you that having a strong foundation in faith is like having a shield that will protect you against all damage. Because life isn't like that. Life can be hard. And it's important to know that even though you have a strong foundation in faith, that foundation does not stop you from being hurt. There are many storms that life can throw our way: debt, serious illness or injury, or even the death of a loved one. These things hurt, and there is no magic button or idea that can take that away. But my friends, what I can tell you is that if you have a strong foundation in Christ, a personal relationship with God, a community to sustain you, then your faith can help you through these storms, keep you standing instead of being washed away with the floodwaters. Now, This help looks different from person to person, as each person has their own unique relationship with God. And I would like to share with you an example of how this can look in a person's life. This example comes from my grandma Bonnie. She told me that when her mother passed away, she felt a flood of grief wash over her. But she also told me that there was a calm too. You see, she had a strong faith foundation, and her faith informed her that her mom was with God now, and that Jesus was always there for her. These beliefs helped her through that time, and much like the builder who built his house on the solid foundation of bedrock, after the storm of life passed, she was still standing. Her faith foundation supported her. So now we have a strong foundation, but this is not the end of our work. In the parable of the two houses, the two builders built houses on those foundations. These houses represent the many ways that we have decided to build upon our own foundations. These houses can be many things. For example, going to church, joining a Bible study, singing in the church choir. All of these things build upon that foundation, make it something more. But with these additions comes a responsibility. Anyone living in a home knows that for your house to remain stable and upright, you have to perform regular maintenance and upkeep, or else the house will begin to fall apart, and the foundations with it. This holds true in our faith lives too. We need to make sure that we maintain what we have built on the solid foundation of Jesus. What this means is that we must be accountable to maintain what we have begun. We need to keep going to church, keep praying and talking with God, reading our Bible, keep helping out in the community, and continuing to show the world God's love. Sometimes, in our busy lives, this can be difficult. And I have to admit that I am guilty of pushing off some of this maintenance. Over the past school year, this one particular Sunday morning, I awoke, rolled out of bed, and looked out the window. And I saw that the snow was just coming down. And I looked down to the sidewalk, and I saw the snow piling up. Well, I flipped on my phone, looked up the weather, and saw that the temperatures were in the negatives. So, you know, a nice winter day in Minnesota. Well, the weather was, you know, snowing and cold, but it wasn't dangerous by any means. But I still knew that I would have to walk through that weather. And so I heard a voice in the back of my head, and it said, "Oh, I don't want to walk in that. I'll go next week." Well, as you probably know, Minnesota is not known for its nice winters. So this weather kept up over the next few weeks. And again, I heard, "Oh, I'll go next week." And again, "Oh, next week looks better." Then finally, one morning, I decided that enough was enough, and I went out and braved the weather and went to church. When I arrived, I was met with friendly faces and a wonderful message, and I felt personally, spiritually renewed. I realized just how important church was to my own personal faith life, even if it's not with my own home church. With all of this said, I would like to thank you all for braving construction season to join us in fellowship today. Now, through my time here as an intern, I've seen people doing this upkeep. I've seen people praying, joining a Bible group, sharing musical talents during church. I've seen people helping out in church, at church, in the gardens, the lawn, and in the building. I've seen people making pies to raise money for people in need. I've seen our church's teens going on a mission trip to learn and share God's light. And our church's youth going to vacation Bible school and adventure day camp to learn and grow their own faith foundations. Now, this list is by no means comprehensive, and there are ways outside of church to practice and maintain your faith. These are just some examples that I have seen at my time here at the church. So, now we have a good foundation and a well-upkept house. Now I have a question. Is there anybody here who's been living in a house for 10, 15 years? Anybody? All right. Well, then you guys probably know that even with the proper maintenance and upkeep, sometimes things in your house will just randomly fall apart, just seemingly out of nowhere. Well, right now, my family house is in that sweet spot at around 15 years old, and I've been witnessing this over the past school year. I would come home to visit my family, walk into the house, look around, and something that had been there for years would either be gone or completely different. A few months would pass, and I would again come home to visit my family. I would walk into the house, and again, something else had been replaced. I remember remarking to my family that it felt like one day I was going to leave and come back and find a completely different building. Our faith journeys are very much the same. As life goes on, things change, and our well-maintained metaphorical faith houses may suddenly have something that needs to be replaced. Maybe a long-running Bible study ended, or a tradition that used to happen at church just changed and just feels different. Or maybe some of our own personal faith practices or long-recited prayers feel stale and not what they used to. Or maybe you are unable to physically do what you once did. These are things that we may hold dear and are hesitant to have leave our lives. And it can often feel like it's the very worst time for something to change. But my friends, I tell you that this is not something to feel scared about. If you find yourself in this situation, maybe you are being called to something new. Maybe it's time for you to lead your own Bible study or to join something in church that you had never even considered before. We don't have to feel scared or resistant to change, as it may be God leading us to where God wants us to be. You can see this call to change at the end of our scripture today. The Bible tells us when Jesus finished these words, the crowds were amazed at his teachings because he was teaching them like someone with authority and not like their legal experts. Now, at the time, the leaders of the church were known as the Pharisees. And let me tell you, they loved their rules and rituals. In fact, they were very strict about what someone could do and could not do in accordance to these rituals. And because of this, they often had run-ins with Jesus, as they believed that he was sinning by breaking these old-fashioned rituals. The scripture tells us that the crowd was amazed by what Jesus was doing. He had a preaching style that was completely unheard of at the time. And unlike the Pharisees, Jesus was preaching the scripture and then went out and lived by it. I wonder if the reason why people went to see Jesus that day was because they thought something was missing or because an old ritual felt stale. And if that was the case, then Jesus preaching and acting it out in this way must have felt like a breath of fresh air for these people. They still had their faith, but God was leading them in a new direction. Going back to the story of my own house, the house was still my home. Even though things were different and maybe replaced, it was still the same home that I grew up in, with the very same foundations that had always been there. I'll leave you with this. No matter where you are in your faith journey, maybe trying something new, finding opportunities to grow your faith, continuing to maintain what you have already built, or even creating that foundation with Jesus. Know this, when you build your faith foundation on the solid bedrock of Christ, when you maintain that faith, when you have a faith family, when you have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ, when the storms of life come, you will not fall. Amen.
Amen.